Good morning, July 12, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's themes include cannabis oversight, adolescent mental health risk, and a cluster of federal funding deadlines arriving on July 16th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Two news items lead the briefing today. In Maine, the Portland Press Herald reports that cannabis recalls are becoming more common and that some growers worry the state is playing politics. At the national level, Medical Express reports that adolescents with cannabis use disorder have higher risks for later development of psychiatric disorders. That is one to watch closely wherever youth screening, treatment access, or school-based referral systems are already under strain. On the social side, one lived experience post on X describes a path from painkillers after 6 knee surgeries in 18 months to nearly 10 years of heroin use and then recovery. The poster says getting off heroin was the hardest thing they ever did, and that they are now 9 years sober. There are also a couple of innovation-focused signals. One X post argues that AI could help address the gap between the scale of addiction and the limited number of clinicians, tying that view to a personal recovery story from Kobe Conrad. Another post points to a new study on a simple app designed to support people facing both housing instability and substance use. According to the post, the early signs include reduced use, fewer cravings, and improved well-being. Then there is a clear shift in tone with an opposition message circulating on X. One post argues for treatment or jail, and for housing support only with strict no drug or alcohol policies, framing low barrier supportive housing as harmful. This is best understood as opposition messaging around harm reduction and housing policy, rather than a neutral service update. A few research items are also worth your attention. One paper in A-Side Internal Medicine is a narrative systematic review of community-based harm reduction programs for opioid use disorder, focused on effectiveness, implementation barriers, and policy implications. Another study in drug testing and analysis looks at illicit drug use and new psychoactive substances in Australia by combining drug checking data with wastewater-based epidemiology. That kind of triangulation can help show how local supply signals and direct testing data line up or do not. A third paper in Substance Use and Addiction Journal focuses on strengthening the peer recovery workforce. It offers recommendations in response to priorities from the Office of National Drug Control Policy. On the policy front, Illinois has a new state law related to EMS opioid overdose reports. The available item identifies the measure as EMS opioid overdose reports, pointing to reporting requirements tied to overdose response. And finally, three current federal funding opportunities are open through the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, all with a deadline of July 16, 2026. One is preventing youth overdose, treatment, recovery, education, awareness, and training. Another is Rural Opioid Technical Assistance Centers. The third is Tribal Opioid Response. Those deadlines are coming up quickly, so this is a good time to confirm eligibility and submission status if any of those fit your work. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. That funding window is the immediate item to keep in view this week. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.